You can answer all of the questions for them and their psychographics, their demographic, their geographics, and really add the most amount of people to the most amount of value to the best niche of people that are going to be beneficial to you.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It's your host, Adam A. Adams. Today's a solo episode, so I'm pouring into you, and I'm going to try to help you with your business and with your podcast. And today, we're really talking about is three main precursors that you absolutely have to have if you don't want to fall short with your podcast. So these three things that you have to do in hopefully before you even launch a podcast. But if you're in a position where you've had a podcast for a year or two already, now would be a really good time to make sure that these three things are in line. Now, the very last episode that was published was with Sarah St. John. Sarah was talking about how she launched her podcast. And as she was launching her podcast or growing her podcast, her avatar kept changing. Her purpose kept changing. She wasn't quite sure about this or that. And she's like wanting to bring on different guests for her podcast. Like, oh, you know, now let's try this. Ooh, now let's try this. Ooh, let's see what happens if we do this. And I don't want to be unfair to Sarah specifically. Some of the things that I've just said might be going a little too far for her, but I don't think that they're really going a little too far for you or for me. So I think Sarah can relate. And I know that I can effing relate. I know that for a fact. And I believe that you can relate. Because it comes to this thing where we're going ready, fire, aim versus ready, aim, fire. Most people are going ready, fire, aim, and they're told like done is better than perfect. It's like, oh, you could just have a shitty podcast. It doesn't have to be that good and you'll be fine. You can change it later. This is the value that other people are dropping. And this is the value that I think, for example, Sarah on the last episode basically needed. This is the value that she would have needed. Other people were probably telling her done is better than perfect. Other people were probably telling her ready, fire, aim, take action, take massive action. And so her thought was, I'm just going to have a podcast. Like, I'm not going to think intentionally. Remember this word, intentional. Maybe Sarah was saying, and maybe you have once said, I'm not going to think intentionally. I'm just going to get it out there and I'm just going to start. I'm just going to do it. Just do it. Just start. Don't overthink it. Ready, fire, aim instead of ready, aim, fire. And done is better than perfect. Don't believe that shit. Seriously. All right. So let's jump in. There was a quote that Sarah said, I believe, on the last podcast episode that you heard. And she basically said, like, investing in her podcast, some of it is out of her budget. She talked about a lot of different things. And I want to share with you, like, some real things that I think are going to help you to be a better podcaster, especially if you have not yet launched. Please share this episode with somebody who has not launched yet. Maybe your podcast is up and running. Maybe you're about to launch it. But look, if it's up and running currently and already, and you know a friend who doesn't yet have a podcast, but they are saying they're going to start one, you'll be the best friend if all you do is send them this episode, honestly. So let's jump in. What are the three things and how can they help you? If you're about to launch a podcast and you want to do it intentionally, then you're going to think of these three things that Sarah and I messed up on. And maybe a lot of my listeners besides you probably have messed up on. What are they? And what are they in order? And how can they help your podcast? Let me start by saying what they are. Number one, you've got to understand what is your purpose of the podcast. This is the big why. What's the why? What is your reason to have a show? Number two, who is your avatar? Who's your perfect client, your perfect listener? Why do they listen? Who is that person? Deeply, I think psychographics, demographics, geographics, and also what I'm about to share with you. Number three, what is your niche? What's your unique difference? How are you different to serve that avatar than anyone else who serves that avatar? So let me say them again. You got to figure out your purpose. You got to figure out your avatar and you got to figure out your niche, your purpose, your avatar, and your niche. These three things are critically important. And I'm going to go into all three of them to give you some detail that I think many podcasters don't understand. you possibly don't already have this value in your life and you need it. You're ready for it. So what is your purpose? Basically, here's what we're thinking now. What is the reason that you want to have a podcast? Is it to make an impact? Is it make an income? If it's making income, what kind of income? If it's an impact, what kind of impact? Who do you want to impact? How do you want to impact them? How do you want to make money through your podcast? In what way? Do you want to grow your business? Do you want to do affiliate marketing? Do you want to make money by having sponsors, CPM models? Figure out, why are you even doing this? In some cases, clients have come to me and they've said, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Just everybody tells me I should. They have no direction. They have no belief system in it. They just know that some people that they respect say that they should have a podcast. And what ends up happening if you kind of like go into it without the end in mind, let's go back to Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. This is one of the 7 habits of highly effective people. I want you to be a highly effective person. And all that really means is you've got to effing understand what's your why, what's your direction. Begin with the end in mind. What are you trying to achieve? What's your why? Why did you start your podcast? And so figure that out. Because if, let's just say that you're driving a car, but you don't know where you're going, who knows where you're going to go? Like, if you don't have the destination in mind, you can't create a roadmap to get there. So begin with the end in mind. Figure out your why, your purpose, the reason why you have a podcast. A lot of people come to me and they don't have this ready. They never started it that way. This is how I started mine. I didn't have developed the real purpose. And because I didn't develop the purpose, I didn't know who my avatar was. I didn't know how to serve them. I didn't know what my niche, my unique proposition was. So begin with your purpose. Begin with the end in mind. Number 2, who is your avatar? Avatar, in my mind, is your perfect listener. And to me, when you have a perfect listener, that perfect listener has a name. They have a gender. It's not men and women. It's not anything and everything. It's not like an age range. Like, oh, my perfect avatar is between 30 and 60 years old. That is not an effing avatar. An avatar is a person. It's a actual perfect client that you want to add value to. And they will happen to be a certain age. They might be 42. They're not 30 to 60, but they're 42. I'm 41 today as I record this episode. And if I'm your avatar, if your perfect person that you want to do business with is Adam Adams, you don't say that, oh, they would be anywhere from like 20 to 45. Adam is 41. So he's 41. He's got a name. He's white. Don't be afraid. Don't think that you're being like racist or something. You're not a bad person just because your avatar is a certain thing. Our old avatar, my previous avatar, when I was raising a lot of capital, he was a male Indian engineer from New Jersey who had invested in 4 deals and had enough money to continue to investing in real estate deals. I'm not discriminating against Black, white, Asian, or anything in between. I'm not discriminating. That's not the point of what your avatar is. Siva, that's his name, my old avatar. Siva has 3 kids. I don't discriminate if somebody has 4 kids or 2 kids. That's not the point. He's a bridge engineer, okay? Bridge engineer. It's not like I wouldn't work with somebody who's a doctor or an attorney or a teacher or any other job, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or whatever. At the time, we worked with many different people. It's just that Siva was my avatar. All you're doing is labeling a person, a human that you know, not a wide range of people, just somebody. And it was cool because like with me and raising money with my avatar, for example, it was almost any time if I saw somebody who was Indian, for example, I knew that they had a lot in common with my Siva. I knew that if somebody was an engineer, they would have a lot in common with my Siva, right? I knew that even if it was a doctor or an attorney, even if it was that, even if it was a male or a woman, it doesn't matter. If they had a lot in common with Siva, like I could see the similarities and I could see how we could work together. So there might be a doctor who had invested in 4 other syndications already, or 3 or 5. It doesn't specifically matter, but there could be a doctor and I could actually still help them. The point being is if once you understand your avatar, you make sure that all of your content is in line with your avatar. You make sure that the things that keep Siva up at night, keep them stressed, what the things that they go through, how many kids they have, their travel is like, where part of the country they live. Once you kind of figure that out, you can answer all of the questions for them and their psychographics, their demographic, their geographics, and really add the most amount of people to the most amount of value to the best niche of people that are going to be beneficial to you. So you can still serve people that are not your exact avatar, but you always think about your avatar when you put your content together. Okay. So for me, it was Siva, and I knew everything about him, everything he was going through. I'm not discriminating against any other gender or race or anything like that. I'm just making sure that I'm adding value to Siva. I'm basically putting a picture of Siva on my computer screen right there down at the corner. And I just remember, if I'm interviewing somebody, then I'm going to ask questions that Siva needs to know. I remember that if I'm doing a solo episode, like today, right now, this is a solo episode and I've got my avatar in mind. Now, and I believe that I'm speaking to my avatar in my brain, in the way that I think. I have a person, a gender, a race that is my exact right avatar. And as I look at him or her right in the face, I'm basically looking at my camera. But as I look at this person and think about this person, all of my content, the way that I explain things is for you, my avatar. The way that I think through things, what you're going through, what you need, how to help you is because I understand who I'm speaking with. And that's just a critical lesson for you to take away: your purpose, your avatar. And let's now talk about the niche. Right after these messages. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that, like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. Just before we went to the break, we talked all about how to figure out your purpose to begin with the end in mind. And we also talked about your avatar being a very individualized human being, like one person that you probably already worked with. And you're like, oh, if I could just work with people like that, that would be perfect. And then you start adding the most amount of value to those people. Now we're going to talk about your niche, or what is your unique proposition? The niche or niche would be, how do you serve this avatar? That's the big question. You're like, all right, if Siva is my avatar, if Adam is my avatar, if Sarah, if Emily, if Carla, if Amanda is my perfect client that I've ever worked with, and I just love working with Amanda's. I just love working with Sarah. Everybody could be Amanda. Let's say she's 23 years old. She just launched a podcast. Let's say it's Sarah. She's 41 years old and she has two kids. She's a single mom and she is launching her podcast about XYZ. Well, just imagine her or him and put her picture on your computer screen and or on your backdrop so you can always be thinking and adding value to them. As you do this, you think to yourself, what am I doing that's different from anyone else that could serve Sarah? What am I doing different from anyone else that could help Siva? What am I doing a little bit differently? Like, how do I help Adam Adams like better than anyone else in the world? Like, what is my company or my way of my philosophy, my services, my product? How does it help Adam better than any other product or service out there? And you want to figure out how to niche that. I'm going to share a story that is more than okay if you've heard this story five other times. If you've already heard this story five other times, it's not time to roll your eyes and say, I've heard this before. It's time to listen with more intent than you did the last time. So I'm going to talk about and I'm pounding my chest when I say that's the cave person's name. You remember him. Is the person who discovered fire. Is the person who understands what fire is. And he was the first person to be able to control it. He was thrilled. Okay, let me tell you a few reasons. Why was the cave person so thrilled about fire? Because he started putting his meat in the fire and it started killing the germs and bacteria for him. And he noticed that it tastes better, but he also noticed that it was able to go into his gut and then he didn't get sick and have the runs tomorrow. You don't want the runs tomorrow. And so he, this cave person, was thrilled and excited to say, like, wow, when I cook my food, I feel great. So he's not eating raw, poisonous meat anymore. He's killing the germs and bacteria. So he's able to achieve something that he never was able to achieve before. What else did he find when he figured out and discovered fire? He figured out that he could put it on the end of the stick and he could see at night. It was kind of like what we use as flashlights right now. And so he had this like light, this torch, if you will, and he was walking through and it was dark outside and he couldn't believe it because it would help him because he was controlling the sun in a way. It could help him see in front of him and he could explore. Another thing that he found is while he was on those journeys at night, when he otherwise couldn't see because the moonlight wasn't bright enough or it was covered up by the clouds, now he's able to hunt other types of animals. And so it was excellent because when these other animals were gone and he couldn't eat and provide for his family, now he's able to hunt at night and be able to get these nocturnal animals and still be able to eat and provide for his family. And so there was all these benefits and he kept going. And there was a bear that walked by and the bear was angry, but he like looked at the bear and held the torch up, but he noticed that he scared the bear away. He scared the coyotes away. He scared off the wolves and the mammoths, because this was cave person time. He scared off all of these large, angry animals, and he was able to be safer. And then he also learned how to put this fire down on the ground, control it with rocks, and he could stay warm outside. And it was kind of cool because he didn't have to sleep in the cave. Didn't have to sleep in the cave just to stay warm when it was cool outside. He was able to now be outside underneath the stars. And it was just a beautiful experience. So he's going through all this spirituality, all these physical things that help him because he's not having the runs anymore. He's scaring away animals. So now his kids are safer. And he continues to find out other cool things about fire, including being able to see at night and everything else that we shared. So, is so thrilled that he goes up to the chief. At this time, there's only one chief. And so he goes up to the chief and he's like, holy cow, look what I invented. Look what I figured out. Look at this new thing that's unique that I can do that other people can't do. And we should start implementing it, he says to the chief. But the chief had a different idea of what fire was. Remember this, write this down. This is us figuring out our niche and drawing a line in the sand. Okay. The chief had a different opinion. He said, no, this is not good. Watch what happens when I put my finger in this fire. And the chief burned himself. And he's like, see what I mean? This is of the devil. It's painful. It hurts. And he says, look what happened if you didn't put rocks around your campfire here. Look what would happen if you didn't contain it the way you're containing it. It would get rid of all of the crops and berries that the animals that we eat are coming to. That's how we get our deer. Because they come and eat the wild raspberries. And if you start this fire and it gets out of control, it'll take out all the wild raspberries. And not only will we not be able to eat raspberries, but we also can't eat deer, venison. So like the chief is saying, hell no, we're not doing this. This is of the devil. This is bad for us. It will hurt us. And it could ultimately take out all of our crops. And just had a different opinion. Write that down. Had a different opinion. He had a different way of looking at things. And so what he did is he picks up the stick because that's all they have. They're cave people. They don't have chalkboards, of course. And so he takes a stick and he draws a line across the dirt right in the sand. And he goes out on a limb. He gets vulnerable. He gets scared. And he says, for any of you who want to stay with the chief and just like not have fire, I get it. Like that's what you've been taught. That's what you've learned. These are the benefits. This is what it's different. If you cross this line and come to my side of the sand, my side of the line, and then we're going to be able to cook our food. We're going to be able to be warm. We're going to be able to stay here instead of migrating. We're going to be able to set up camps and we're going to be able to see at night and be able to capture more food. And it just is going to improve our whole lives. And he's telling this whole tribe. What ends up happening is half the tribe, not all of them. Unfortunately, some of them, just their family was over there still. They just trusted the chief. They were afraid of change and progression. So half of them stayed. But the other half said, wow, drew his line in the sand, stood for something different than our chief. And we see the value. We see the benefit. We see the unique proposition of following somebody else. He wasn't looking for, I want to be a leader. He wasn't trying to be that. That's not where I was coming from. It wasn't like, I want to be famous. That's not his intention. That's not his motivation. Oz intention and motivation is I want to be able to improve our lives and how we live. And so he drew his line in the sand. And so that's what we're talking about today. On that last episode with Sarah St. John, talking about how she switched her podcast a few times. She keeps changing her purpose. If you begin by understanding what is your purpose, understanding your avatar and understanding how you serve that avatar uniquely, if that's the beginning thing that you do, beginning with the end in mind, you are going to be able to have a better result for your podcast and you won't be wishy-washy. You won't have to change things. You won't have to start to serve one avatar and then now you figure out you have a different avatar. You'll figure these things out in the very beginning stages and then you'll be able to go somewhere where you're going to add the most amount of value to the right people when basically you just make more money in your own business if you have a podcast that serves your business. And that's really what we're looking for. And see, this is the last thing that I'll say. If you are resonating with needing to have your purpose, your avatar, and your niche, if you're resonating with this and you don't know how to do it on your own, my company, Grow Your Show, Adam Adams here, your friend, the person who's been giving you advice for all this time, this is what I do for a living. This is one of the main things that I do to help my clients. And so I sit with you and I help you figure out what beginning with the end in mind. I help you figure out who is your avatar. What are they worried about? What are they going through? How can you help them? How can you serve them in your niche uniquely? How do you draw your line in the sand and stand for something? Instead of just, the cave person, he would have had no value. If he just said, I believe everything that other guy already said. And so you could follow me and we could do the same thing that they're doing. There's no reason for anybody to change if there's not anything behind that, if there's not something different or unique. So don't be afraid to like share that. And if you need help figuring out these three things, go to growyourshow.com, click on the discovery call button. It is a free way for you and I to see if we should work together. You'll interview me and I'll interview you. And if at the end of the call, we want to work together and serve your podcast, be able to grow your influence, then we can. So that's what I want you to do is go to growyourshow.com, reach out to us. And the next episode, by the way, is an interview episode. And I say that because it's going to be somebody who's kind of like you, like my guest on the next episode is going to have some similarities to you. They might be a little further in their journey. So you can learn from them, learn unique things they're going through, and it will help your business. It'll help your podcast immensely. So don't go anywhere. I'll see you there. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.